Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That saved a wretch like me. I once was.
Hallelujah.
But now I'm found. But now I see was grace that taught my heart to feel in grace my faith believed.
My faith believed.
How precious. Oh, that grace appeared the hour I first believed.
I first believed
through many dangers, toads and snakes. I am
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amazing grace. Well, let me read something from there. Amazing grace. Said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me and you. Amen. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares have I already come. This grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. And when we have been dead 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, oh, we are no less days to sing God's praise than when we first began. Oh, amazing grace. How many are happy to be here tonight? God richly bless you. The Lord is here tonight because he promised us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. And we thank the Lord that he fulfills his word all the time. The Lord is good. Yes. And all the time, the Lord does it. Amen. Let's say it again. The Lord is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
The
Amen. Shall we bow down? Our dear Heavenly Father, of the truth, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you have said, you are the Lord, you changeth not. Father, we thank you for this amazing grace. That even tonight, O Lord, you have given us that grace to be in your presence. It has been your will that we are here tonight, Lord. So, Father, as we surrender ourselves to you, we come with all that lowliness, with that meekness, with that humility, that Lord, with that broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, Lord, you said you will never despise, Lord. We come to you tonight, O God, to hear from you, Lord, the purpose why you have called us, Lord. Father, I commit myself, Lord, into your hands. Lord, I have nothing to say. It is the Holy Spirit that, Lord, we wait for, O God, and which we know it is already here. Also, Lord, lay your hands upon your word and make it alive unto us tonight, O God, that when we live here, we know that of the truth you have spoken with us, O God. Father, we thank you. Even we commit all, as many that were not able to come, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. There might be some reasons why they are not here. Lord, you know everything. Father, we pray the Lord, our portion that we shall receive, O God, they will receive the same also. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, last week I was saying that we will be journeying with the children of Israel because we are the spiritual Israel. So that we will begin to know where we are standing in the Lord. The journey of Israel from the land of Egypt to the promised land is the natural or the physical. But our journey takes the same course in a spiritual way. Amen. And so we could be still in Egypt and still seated by the pot and eating fish and cucumbers. Praise the Lord. Or probably you have moved out, you heard something, you've moved out, But you are standing by what? The Red Sea. The Red Sea is before you. And there is no way for you. You have not seek the face of the Lord to open the way for you to go. Praise the Lord. And the enemies are behind you. So you are hemmed between two obstacles. Praise the Lord. Or probably you have crossed over and you are in the wilderness and always murmuring. You still want what? The Egypt food. Whilst there is manna. Praise the Lord. Or you are at Kadesh Barnea, going round and round and round judgment seat. And then all you have been beaten by these serpents and you are dying. Praise the Lord. Or you have crossed over Jordan. Amen. And you are winning battles. Amen. So these are what we wanted to go through for maybe the 5 nights that we'll be meeting. Then something happened. Something just laid upon my heart again that before we go on this, we need to know a mystery before. Praise the Lord. Amen. So tonight, I have a topic, the mystery of the kingdom. Amen. And even it's going to be two parts. So we got to take one tonight and pray, my brother. We need to pray. Amen. We need to pray, brethren. Amen. We are not praying. We need to pray. Amen. Because the times are evil. Praise the Lord. So let's take our Bible and let's turn to Matthew. I have a prayer request here, but as we get into prayer, we will see about the prayer request. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Matthew 13. I read from the 10th verse to the 14th. Let's hear the word of God. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in vain, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Then look at verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen. May the Lord add his blessing unto Amen. His word. Amen. And that, Lord, you make it alive unto us tonight. And Lord, let your Holy Spirit give us the utterances tonight to pray according to the purpose that, Lord, you have for us. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Brethren, as the other time I was saying, our prayer meeting, unless there is a prayer request that will be brought, we will pray over those prayer requests. But apart from that, we come here not to ask the Lord for something, oh Lord, give me this, oh Lord, give me this. But we come here to re-examine ourselves. Amen. And put ourselves right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That is our prayer. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Let's seek what is right first. Let's examine ourselves, because sometimes our very life has been the hindrance of the things that even you are asking for. Amen. Let us turn to Matthew, as you are seated, Matthew 16. Matthew 16. We shall read as we go along from 13th verse to 26. Let us read. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? You, me. What do we see him? How? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt lose on earth shall be loosened in heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Amen. Huh? Don't tell anyone that I am Jesus the Christ. Amen. Why?
Praise the Lord.
Why? Don't tell anyone. Yes, see, Christ was with the people always. And he was preaching to them. See? Christ was with them and he was preaching to them. Amen. And so they are supposed they have ears and the privilege to hear him.
Praise the Lord.
And they have eyes, and they were seeing the miracles, hearing or healing all manners of diseases. He was casting out demons and setting captives free. The dead were being raised before their eyes. He was fulfilling the very things the prophets of old have said when he come, he will do. Do they need someone to tell them who Christ is?
Praise the Lord.
Do they need again? Because everything is being fulfilled before them. They have looked into the scroll, the scriptures of the prophets, and he is fulfilling those things before them. So somebody got to tell you again, look, this is the Christ.
Praise God.
Same as it is today, my brother, my sister. As Jesus was preaching to them, fulfilling what all the prophecies, the same thing also. The word of God is being preached to you. And it depends on you how you see Christ. It depends how the revelation that you have about what? About Christ. Amen. The same thing when you ask a Christian today, if you were at the day when Pontius Pilate asked the crowd, whom do you want? Barabbas or Christ? They said, oh, release Barabbas for us. Amen. But crucify Jesus. When you ask any Christian today, if you were to be there, what would you have said? Say, ah, no, I would never have say, crucify him. But my brother, my sister, Christ is standing here today in his word. Amen. Amen. And if you go against this word, you are crucifying Christ. Amen. You are crucifying him. You see, the reason why a lot of people were saying, crucify him, is all because the teachings of Christ was exposing them. Praise the Lord. It was exposing them. Their life were being exposed. His preaching was hurting them. Praise God. And so out of anger, crucify him. Same today. People hear the word of God. When I go to church, it's all rebuke. The pastor will be, what? Insulting us. It's the same thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are crucified. If you were there, you would have shouted, crucify him. Amen. Because today you are crucifying the same word. And he is the word. Amen. Amen. Brethren, Jesus said to Peter, blood and flesh had not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven had revealed it unto you. Amen. That goes to show there are two sources of revelation. One from flesh and blood, and one from the Lord. Amen. And so what revelation are you hearing from? Amen. Praise God. Amen. When you hear the word of God, how the whole thing comes to you by way of revelation. You receive it carnally or you receive it in the spirit. Praise God. Let's look at someone like Paul. He was very zealous for God. Very zealous for God. But he received his word, his revelation from blood and flesh. He was taught by a man, Gamaliel. That's where he received his revelation. That is why people who go to seminary schools, they come back with what? Human revelations. Because if you are called to preach the word of God, it is what? A call from God. And he puts his word into your mouth. Amos said, I am not a prophet. And I am not a prophet's son. But God called me and put the word into my mouth. Go and speak to the people of my children. Amen. So you go to seminary. They come back. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Human revelation. But if God calls you, He will give you what? The truth to give to His word, to His children. So two ways. So how, where are you siphoning your revelation? The carnal way or in the spirit? Look at Peter. We are going to continue reading what we are reading. Before Peter went into the upper room, that upper room prayer meeting, to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, Peter, though he was walking with Jesus Christ, he was inconsistent. He was unstable. Praise the Lord. So you might be in this message and you still be what? Unstable. Peter, walking with Jesus in Jesus Christ's church, was unstable. As we go on, we will continue reading, you will see. Praise the Lord. So you might be here and you may be what? Unstable, my brother, my sister. But when Peter received, after the upper room prayer meeting, when he received the power of the Holy Spirit, he was a changed man. Praise the Lord. He wasn't what? He wasn't that inconsistent anymore or unstable anymore. He was straight to the word. My brother, the mystery of the kingdom. Now let's continue reading and you see what I'm talking about. From 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. My brother, the same Peter. Is it not just he had a revelation from God? Jesus confirmed it. That this revelation is not from blood and flesh, but from my Father who is in heaven has revealed it to you. Then moments later, Jesus was talking about his death. He said, hey, don't say that. Don't say that. He rebuked Jesus. Why do you say you die? Look. You're not going to die. Look, even when it comes, I will fight for you. Yes, Peter always, you know how he caught somebody's ear. Amen. Satan rebuking Jesus. Look at the whole thing. Unstable. Because the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost power, he has not yet received the Holy Ghost. Though he was walking with Jesus every day, in his church. My brother, my sister, don't take the Holy Ghost for granted. You need it. I need it. Amen. Don't get deceived that you have it. Every day we will cry and cry until we've got it. And if you have gotten it, you go to cry for more of God. Amen. That the Lord will seal you completely for the master's use. Amen. Amen. We need the Holy Spirit. My brother, my sister, we need the Holy Spirit. Look at Peter. revelation. Receiving Jesus himself confirming it. That this is from what? The Father. From the Spirit. Then, just moments later, he received another one from what? From the flesh. From Satan. You see it? Because the Holy Ghost has not yet come. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might be in this message and you are what? Have that spirit of inconsistency. That spirit of inconsistency that caused the children of Israel to die in the wilderness. That made them to die. Inconsistent, unstable people. That is why they died in the wilderness. The same people sang yesterday praises, and the same people will murmur against what? God. Just look at this. When they crossed the Red Sea, and Pharaoh and his horsemen, the sea covered them. You know the song they sang? Listen, he said, "Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" See, they were singing, praising God. He said, "The Lord, he had what? Triumphed gloriously. The horse and his riders had been thrown into the sea. Midian was leading them, blowing the tambourine." They were singing, "Praise the Lord, glorious in holiness." Then the following day, they went to drink water, and the water was what? Bitter. Ah, Moses, so you brought us here to die? Are there no grapes? Look, even the water is what? Bitter. We would like to even sit by our pots. Look at this, my brother. The spirit of inconsistency. Amen. Today, praising God. Then tomorrow, you are somewhere else. My brother, we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. The spirit of consistency even followed them. Right even into what? Into the promised land. That spirit followed them right into the promised land. When they had even settled. The same story. So you are settled in the message. But the spirit of inconsistency, unstableness, is still here today. Praise the Lord. You remember when one of their kings, Ahab, went to marry a woman, Jezebel. Jezebel brought all the gods of his country and then killed all the prophets of Israel. It remained Elijah who ran away. See? Then Elijah, God asked him to go back to Ahab and put a challenge onto him. You know the story already. When the prophets of Baal had to call for fire, and from morning to evening they were just calling and calling. Elijah was sleeping somewhere. When he woke up, he said, "Ah! Are you still calling?" Maybe his journey drive very hard. See? And when Elijah has called fire from heaven, do you know what the people said? "Oh, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." Then after, when they see their enemies, they want to be like their enemies. That spirit, Lord. That spirit, my brother, my sister. It's all because the Holy Ghost has not yet come to you. You have not yet received it. You've not yet received it. That is why it takes you to that unstableness. You are not stable just because the Holy Spirit is not there. Amen.
Amen.
The glory of God has departed. You must make sure, you have to be sure whether the glory of God is still or is in you. Because the glory of God is the power of God. Amen. There was a time when Israel fought with the Philistines. And the Philistines defeated them. They couldn't understand. Anytime they are defeated, that means God has what? Gone away from them. They have sinned against the Lord. Then the elders said, let's go and take the ark of God and go to battle, because the ark of God has won a lot of battle for us. They know how the ark of God just broke down all the walls of Jericho. Let's go for the ark of God. They went for the ark of God. When the ark of God reached the camp, according to the word of God, he said, the children of Israel shouted till the whole earth shook. Praise the Lord. And then their enemies, the Philistines, they said, what is happening? Then they had news. They had news that the ark of God has come into the camp of what? Israel. Say, then today we are finished. Because we know what the ark of God can do. Praise the Lord. But these Philistines said, look, let's gather ourselves together. We will fight these Israelites. Praise the Lord. And they went to battle. Do you know what happened? Israel ran away, left the ark of God. They ran away. They left the ark of God. Praise the Lord. And when the report came, that time it was Eli the priest who was leading what? The children of Israel. Samuel was just a young boy then. And so when the report came to Eli that the ark of God has been taken, his two sons, Phinehas and Hophni, they have been killed. Praise the Lord. Eli, on his seat, just fell and also what? Died. Then the report came to Phinehas' wife. She was in labor. She was ready for a child, but not yet. But when this woman heard that the ark of God has been taken, his husband Phinehas has been killed, his father-in-law Eli has died, she just have a forced labor. So she also died. But before she died, she said the child's name must be called what? Ichabod. The glory of God has departed. Praise the Lord. My brother, that's the condition. Maybe you find yourself Ichabod condition. The glory of God has departed out of you. Praise the Lord. You need the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Look at the seven sons of Sceva. When they saw a man possessed, they took him into a room and locked the door. Said, now we are going to cast you, you demon, we are going to cast you out. Said, we cast you out in the name of the Jesus that Paul preached. The man looked at them. Seven young men. He said, hey, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? See, there's no glory in them. There's no power in them. And one man beat these seven young men. My brother, my sister, we need the Holy Ghost power. If not, our situation is just what? An Ichabod situation. The glory of God has departed and we don't know. And you come to church, you sing, you praise God. Oh, hallelujah, amen. But no glory in you. It said, the Bible says, we must glorify God. Because Jesus himself said, when the Greeks went to see him, you remember the story, when the Greeks went to see him, there was a voice from heaven. That's, Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. Then the voice said, I have already glorified and I will glorify it again. Amen. He said he will glorify it again. In whom? It is you and me. God is going to glorify his name again. Praise the Lord. And how do we glorify God? According to what the word of God in Matthew 15. He said, by our fruits, the much fruits that we bear, it glorifies what? God. Because he is the vine and we are the branches. Praise the Lord. You see, when a mango tree is standing and it is heavy with fruits on the branches, when you go and stand there, do you give glory to the branches? Ah, branches. Oh, you have really given good fruits. No, you don't give glory to the branches. But you give glory to what? To the tree. Amen. Oh, this mango tree can bear fruits. Praise the Lord. So you being the branches with what? Heavy fruits. Carrying the fruits. You are glorifying what? The vine. Said, I am the vine and you are the branches. And so the fruits that you bear, anyone sees it, he glorifies what? The tree. He glorifies God. That is the way how we glorify God, by our fruits. Praise the Lord. Said, I am the vine, and ye are what? Ye are the branches. So we look back again to Apostle Paul. He said, without the Holy Ghost, his zeal he later counted as dung and started to press towards the mark. What mark? The Holy Ghost. The prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Our calling, high calling, the prize is what? Is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And Paul, with all his school, education and everything, he counted them as what? Dung. And rather press on towards that mark to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That is the price, my brother, my sister. All of us, that's where we must aim at, to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That's all about what? This word of God. For us to receive the power of the Holy Ghost. That's all about it. Amen. And we know already, when Peter also received the Holy Ghost, he was what? A changed man. Now let us read something from the prophet. He said in his message book, The Invasion of the United States. That's 1954. He said, you will never know where to stand. A man that's unstable like that, or a person that profess to be a Christian and that's unstable, you don't know what to do about that person. When somebody is what? Unstable. He said, today they are Christian. Tomorrow you don't know where they are at. Listen to the prophet. He said, today they are Christian. Tomorrow you don't know where they are at. In church today, they are rejoicing and singing and praising God. Tomorrow, out drinking, carousing, running around. Then that type of a person is hard to do anything with. Praise the Lord. God can never do anything with you. You are neither what? It is what? Laodicea spirit. Neither cold nor hot. Lukewarm. Today you are this. Tomorrow you are that. Then you become what? That lizard. What's the name of that lizard? Chameleon. Eh? That chameleon. Like this red, he's red. When he jumps here, black, it's black. Changing all the time.
Amen.
You become a chameleon Christian.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Chameleon. Changing all the time. Oh, brethren. Then in the message book, Spiritual Amnesia, which he preached in Birmingham, not Birmingham here, Birmingham in the United States in 1964, he said, not always prosperity is a sign of spiritual blessings. Take notice of this. But sometimes it is on the contrary. People think maybe you have to own a lot of worldly goods that show that God is blessing you. That's not true. Sometimes it's the other way. If a doctor looks upon your sickness and sees that that sickness has then took hold of you, he knows there is nothing left but death. Unless God does something about it. Well, when you look at a city, the prophet listened. He said, when you look at a city, oh, when you look at Dublin, and you look at a people, and look at a church, and look at the people who are so far away from God, there isn't nothing to diagnose but what? Sin. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you look at a city, Dublin, you see what? Sin. You look at the people, you see what? Sin. You look at the church, you see what? Sin. All because the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
If the Holy Ghost is there, there will be absolutely a change. Amen. He said, the wages of sin is death. The diagnosis proves what it is. You see, when people get away from God and won't listen to the word, have no more desire for the word, then there is one diagnosis to it. The soul that sinneth, that shall die.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this amnesia, we are told it causes you to do to be a place where you cannot identify yourself. Amnesia. You can't identify yourself. My brother, my sister, we must make sure this sickness, amnesia, does not catch any of us. Because the prophet says it puts you where you can't identify yourself. Strange. He said it is unusual thing. But the cause is from shock. It's somebody that don't even know who they are. You find it from people who have been to war. Sometimes soldiers get it. Sometimes people get it. Another thing that causes it is what? Worry. The prophet says worry. Worry. See, some people worry about some things. When they tell you, there is no reason for them to worry. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even in the message church, somebody will be worried because of a brother. Somebody will be worried because of a sister. That worry that is working you, it can put you to what? Amnesia. You can't even identify yourself, who you are. Worry. Worry about things that have no meaning. You begin to get a headache. Oh, because a brother have done this, you put it in your head, worrying about it, worrying about it. A sister of that, worrying about it. Amnesia. He said, worry has no virtue. Just keep worrying and accept faith. Amen. Skip worrying and accept what? Faith. Then the prophet said, someone said, when he was saying this about worry, somebody asked the prophet a question. He said, well, now, what if you are going to be shot? You have been told that you are going to be shot this morning. Firing squad. Huh? He asked the prophet, when I'm told, or you are told that you are going to be shot this morning, won't you worry? Oh, praise the Lord. Then won't you worry? The prophet said, no. I don't think so. I won't worry. Then he asked, why? He said, worry couldn't do nothing to make, it rather makes me worse. Praise the Lord. Worrying will make me even more, will make me what? Worse. And then the man asked him, then what faith can also do? Then the prophet said, it might deliver me. Amen. Amen. Because if you are going to be shot and you worry about it, you grow worse. If the thing becomes worse to you. But you will rather what? Skip worrying and put on what? Faith. And believe that this execution will never come on in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. Listen to this. Write it down. It's really good. It said, worry has no virtue, but faith has virtue. Hallelujah. Amen. There is no power in worrying, but there's power in what? Faith. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this amnesia, even it comes, you can't identify. You see, I have, but Maxwell Jr. is there. There was someone in our family who had the same problem. When it came, he couldn't identify his own children. Their names, even he forgot them. Praise the Lord. It's a serious something, amnesia. He couldn't identify his own children. Their names, he couldn't. He has lost complete memory. It's the same thing. Nebuchadnezzar, the prophet mentioned of Nebuchadnezzar. When he lost that identity, he couldn't know who he is because he elevated himself. God brought him down and made him to be like what? To think like an animal. To do things like an animal. As the Bible says, if you will not keep the Lord in your memory, you are giving up to what? A reprobate mind. To do things that you feel that they are right, but they are what? They are wrong. Nebuchadnezzar had to go on what? Four legs. And he was chewing what? What? Chewing grass. Like a goat. My brother, my sister, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Now, one thing I want to draw your attention to this evening, my brother. Why all this? It's all because one word overlooked. One word overlooked. And that one word is repent. Amen. One word overlooked. The answers to this Holy Ghost, it says, repent and be ye baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive what? The power of the Holy Ghost. And so it is repent first, but that word has been overlooked. People don't repent. The repentance has never been total, has never been genuine. And they jump into what? Baptism. How can you receive what? The Holy Ghost. How can you receive it? Oh, I'm baptized. Oh, I'm baptized. Oh, I'm baptized. But have you since received the baptism of the Holy Ghost? One word overlooked. Repent. My brother, my sister. That's what I'm saying. These prayer meetings are meant for you and me to re-examine ourselves. If we don't have it, let us what? Repent. Because that is the what? The first thing to do. Go down your knees. Confess to God the things that beset you. Confess to him. Lord, help me. I can't help myself. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. The mystery of the kingdom. Amen. We got to be in the spirit to be able to understand the word of God. We got to be in the spirit to be able to understand the word of God and to live it. Because if you are not in the spirit, you can't understand it. You can't live it. Praise the Lord. Let's look at John the Baptist, John the Beloved. But before, I want to read something from the prophet. He said, look at this way. All too many read the Bible where it says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And they just pass right on. Amen. They just pass right on. They don't see it. They saw it by getting it. See, you must be in the Spirit to receive the Holy Spirit. He said, if you do that, then God will be duty bound to fulfill his word by filling you with the Holy Ghost. But they never get in his Spirit. Amen. Then in the message book, Patmos Vision, talking about John, he said, I was in the Spirit. Amen. And the prophet said, how beautiful it is. If we are going to live as Christians, we have to be in his Spirit. John was talking about being, John was not talking about being in his own spirit. But he was in the Spirit of God. He said, that would not have brought this vision to us if he were to be in his own spirit. But he was in what? In the Spirit of God. Amen. He said, surely as John needed to be in the Spirit to receive this tremendous revelation, so we also have to be in the Spirit to receive the same revelation. He was in the Spirit to receive it. And then if you are hearing it, you must be in the same Spirit to receive it. Amen. If not, it cannot work. Praise the Lord. So as we have said that our prayer meeting here, my brother, is to re-examine ourselves. Don't go through the prophets. Don't go through the acts first. Get the Spirit first. Amen. And then when you are in the Spirit, it is no more you. But the Spirit that is in you now begins to do its own work. Praise God. Now let's continue. And then, 24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Amen. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Or for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Yes. Verily I say unto you,
there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom? Amen.
Amen.
That is what I'm saying, the mystery of the kingdom. So Lord willing, next week when we come to the second part of the mystery of the kingdom, my brother, God is going to reveal something to you, to us.
Amen.
What is this kingdom that we need to enter?
Amen.
And it is nothing but what? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But the Bible got to prove to us what this kingdom actually is. My brethren, John was in the spirit to receive this revelation. We must also be in the same spirit to receive it. If not, you can never leave this word of God. He is the vine, we are the branches. And he said, by our fruits, we glorify his name. The fruits that we bear, brethren, you can never bear any fruits if you are not in the spirit. The fruits you bear will be your own what? Your own fruits. And that will not meet with God's demand. Brethren, set yourself tonight.
Amen.
If you don't have it, it's not what? A shame. Look at Peter. He was walking with Jesus, but he was unstable until he received the Holy Spirit. Look at Paul. He was doing all that he could to please God, but he received his revelation from the flesh. And he was doing it in the wrong way. It's not a shame, but it is total surrender with all humility to be truthful to yourself and confess to the Lord, Lord, I don't have it. Tonight, to tell him, Lord, I don't have it. I need it. Because if you have it, it's going to what? It's going to bear the fruits. And if you know that you have it already, then pray that God moves you forward. Moves you forward to greater levels, greater heights, to new heights, to catch the gleam of glorious bright.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Turn your eyes onto Jesus.
Amen.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full to his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely in the light of his glory and grace. Yeah.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face,
wonderful face.
Oh, and the things of the earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so I will. Darkness to see, there's a light for the Lord at the Savior. Oh, life abundantly free.
Turn your eyes,
turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes.
Straight in the light of his glory.
last, and we followed him,
followed him there.
Over us, sin no more had the made.
Hallelujah.
No more than the conquerors we are.
Turn your eyes.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes. Look full.
Him is wonderful.
Wonderful face.
And the things of the earth
will grow strangely dim.
Light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well.
All be well.
Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to
turn your eyes,
turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes,
look full. Him is wonderful,
wonderful face,
and the things of the earth
will grow strangely
dim. Light of his glory and grace.
Brethren, tonight, let us turn our eyes unto him. Let us remember what happened on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. Brethren, it wasn't just a child's play. They really prayed. And look, Mary was there. The very woman that carried. But she found out that if she doesn't go and kneel down and pray and cry.
Amen.
And ask God to baptize him, baptize her with the Holy Ghost, she's lost. The very womb that carried Christ had to be there. And pray God. Grant me the Holy Spirit. Lord, descend upon me. She prayed. My brother, let's remember the upper room prayer meeting.
Amen.
It was not a child's play. It was what? A desperate time. Because if you miss it, it's going to be what? Death. And they received the visitation. Amen. Like a mighty rushing wind that came upon them. They received it. And that promise stands for you and me tonight, my brother. If we haven't got it, let us cry. Anytime man will cry unto him, he comes down. Said, I, that I am, have come down. I've heard the cries of my children.
Hallelujah.
And I've come to deliver them. Anytime you cry, and the cry is a genuine cry, right from your heart, down deep within you, he has to respond. Because the deep has to respond to the deep. Amen. Brethren, tonight, cry unto him. He's more than able to bless you. He will come with the Holy Spirit. If you don't have it, he's going to give it to you.
Sweep over my soul.
As you prepare yourself to pray, sing the song and say, Lord, sweep over me tonight.
Sweet Spirit. Sweep over my
prepare your heart,
my soul,
prepare your mind,
my
prepare everything that is within you.
Complete
as you say, sweep over me, he will sweep over you tonight.
Oh, sweep over my soul, sweep over, sweep.
remember the prayer meeting in the upper room.
My soul,
you ask your disciples to go over there and wait until they have received
that
it.
Your faith is sweep over my soul.
Many of us have not yet received it. We have not yet tasted it yet. We confess it, Lord.
We confess, Lord.
Our life has not been right. We have not prepared ourselves to receive it. Tonight, Lord, let there be a difference. Let there be a difference on me, Lord, tonight. Let me not live here, Lord, the same. Create something in me, Lord. I surrender, Lord. With all humility, Lord, sweep over me, Lord. Sweep, Lord. I'm ready to receive it, Lord. I'm ready to receive it, Lord. You promise it, Lord. I surrender tonight, Lord. I confess all my sins. I confess, Lord, all the things that beset me, O God. I pray, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Because your word tells me that without it, Lord, I can never enter into the kingdom of God. God, I want to be part of the kingdom. I want to be part of the kingdom tonight, Lord. Tonight, Lord, is the day. Lord, I don't want to come back again to ask for it. I want it tonight, Lord. I want it tonight, Lord. I want it, Lord. Sweep over me, Lord. Sweep over me, Lord. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost.
Father, we're Lord Savior. Father, we can Lord Savior have.
Oh, Savior. My humble cry. Oh, why, Lord, not as thou art born. Holy, do not pass me by.
My brother, my sister, Jesus said,
even upon this time, Lord Savior, we pray in thy holy and most gracious name, Lord Jesus.
Peter, it is not blood and flesh that has revealed this unto you.
Amen.
But my Father in heaven who has revealed this unto you.
Amen.
My brother, my sister, we need to pray. There are two sources where people receive their revelation. We don't want to receive revelation from the blood, from the flesh and blood. We want to receive our revelation from the Spirit. We want to hear from the Spirit. We want to do things in the Spirit. As Paul said, I will sing in the Spirit. I will worship in the Spirit. My brother, let us pray once more. That Lord, I want to always hear from the Spirit.
Amen.
I want the revelation always from the Spirit.
Amen.
Just as Abel received to be able to give you the excellent sacrifice, the Lord, I will be able to give you also that excellent sacrifice, a more excellent sacrifice, Lord. So as we sing this song, that Lord, pass me not, my Savior. Pass me not. We're going to pray the Lord. Give us that revelation from the Spirit. The church, we need it. As even we pray for the church tonight. That we need that revelation from God. That in all things, we will be assured that we are hearing from the Spirit. that we are not hearing from men. We are not hearing from flesh and blood. But we are hearing from the Spirit. Just sing that song and the Lord will not pass you over. He will stop and touch you and assure you that tonight you will always hear from Him.
Me not, O gentle Savior.
O gentle Savior.
Savior.
Oh,
yeah.
My humble,
humble
cry. Oh,
alone others
are. Thou art calling. Oh, do not pass me by, my Lord and
again, the chorus again and again,
my Lord,
as you prepare yourself
Savior,
again to pray,
oh,
as
Savior,
you sing this chorus, prepare your heart again to pray the Lord. I want to hear from you, Lord. I want my revelation from you. We lift up the church into your hands. The Lord, we will always hear from you. God, I want to present a more excellent sacrifice.
Oh,
I want my life to be a more excellent sacrifice.
My Savior, Savior.
Oh, Lord, I want to hear from you.
Hear
my humble cry, Lord. Pass me, Lord. Pass me, Lord. Oh, prepare yourself again, my brother. Prepare yourself again, my sister. Pass me, Lord. Father, always I want to hear from you. Oh, speak to my life. Speak to my heart, Lord.
Savior.
Hear our humble cry tonight, Lord. Hear my humble cry tonight, Lord.
My humble.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Humble cry.
Why, oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Alone others are. Thou art calling,
Lord Jesus,
thou
I want to hear from you. Let your word of God always be, oh God, our portion, Lord.
Oh,
oh yes, Lord.
My
reveal yourself,
Savior,
Lord.
Oh,
give me that
Savior,
revelation from the Spirit. Oh, the revelation of what life of God I need to live.
Humble cry.
As the prophet said, revelation.
Why
we need that revelation. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thou art calling. Oh,
because, Lord, we want to do the right thing. I want my life to be on the path of righteousness. So, Lord, reveal yourself, Lord. Reveal, Lord, speak to me, O God. I want to hear from the Spirit. I want to hear from the Spirit, Lord. Pass me not, O Lord. Hear my humble cry tonight, Lord. Hear my humble cry tonight, Lord.
Father, gracious Lord, in all that thou would do for us, O God. Father, you, Lord Savior, Father, help us, Lord. You lead us, Lord Savior, we pray. Guide us now, Lord Savior, direct us, Lord. Father, we ask, Lord. We ask for your grace, we ask for your mercy, Lord.
To be of you and nobody else, Father. Lord, tonight I come before thee. Have mercy upon me, Father. And reveal yourself unto me tonight, Lord. Do something in my life,
my baby, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We have a prayer request here. Our precious brother, Robert, request for prayer. He said he has problem with social. And also he's asking to pray for Sister Helena and Sister Julita from Poland. They have some problem as well. How many believe that tonight, with the power of the Holy Ghost, we are more than able to pray for our brother about social? He said he has problem with social. In our reading tonight, we read somewhere where it said, whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever we shall loosen here on earth shall be loosened in heaven. We have that authority. Hallelujah. Tonight. That what we will ask, our God will answer us. Because he's a God that answers prayer. He's not a God we only pray to, but a God that answers back. So tonight, let's remember our precious brother and our sisters, Helena and Julita. They all have problems, but the Lord knows the problem already. And that problem, we just cast them out somewhere and believe that the Lord himself will bring to fruitful all that our request will be. No matter, the Lord will answer us. The prophet said, when we pray and we don't see the results, just believe that it is done. And so wherever our precious brother Robert is, wherever Helena is, wherever Julita is, in the name of Jesus Christ, the saints of God are going to pray. And we believe that what we will bind here will be bound in heaven. What we will lose in here will be losing in heaven. All that we shall ask,
hallelujah,
it shall come to pass, because the Lord has promised, and he will never fail, because his promises have never failed. So let us, my brother, tonight carry that faith and remember our precious brother and our sisters in prayer tonight. Let us all pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, our precious brother Robert,
hallelujah,
he believes, oh God, that prayer of faith shall bring to pass whatever we ask. As I hear from my brother, that we believe you, O God. Lord, we believe it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we bring, O God, this request, and knowing that, Lord, we will not come back again to ask it, because it is finished. We believe it, O God, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. He's an answering.
Hallelujah. He's an answering.
Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, in my faith, the answer came.
Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Pick up your tune, pick up your tune.
Hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name, in my faith,
the answer came. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
How many believe that?
Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering
God. All our prayer tonight has been answered.
An
and it is a positive answer.
In my faith,
the answer came.
Hallelujah, is an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah, is an answering God. is an
answering God.
When I pray
in Jesus' name and by faith,
yes, I can. Hallelujah, is an answering God.
If anybody has any prayer request apart from Brother Robert, before we could comment them before the Lord. Yeah, we remember him in prayer. Well, let's sing that is an answering God again, then we'll close it with a word of prayer.
Hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
Oh,
when I pray in Jesus' name, and by faith, yes, I can. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, he's an answering God.
He answers,
hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh,
when I pray, and by faith, yes, I can. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Let's bow our head and offer the prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, tonight we thank you for thy presence among us, because you are faithful to thy appointment, Father. Father, we want to take advantage of this moment and to commit ourselves at thy hand. And we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provided to our need. Spiritually speaking, Father, you have already provided to our need. We can witness that a portion of heaven was down among us, Father. That's why, Father, we want also to take the request of our son, Diesel, at thy hand, Father.
Amen.
You know what's happening with his body, Father. Father, the doctor may say this, may say that, Father, but the prophet says that just the demons, Father. They may give them a name, what they can give them, Father, but we know that they are demons. And you says that this sign shall follow them that believe. They will cast evil spirit in my name.
Amen.
They shall lay hand on sick, and the sick will recover, Father. Our hands are short. It can't reach where our son is, Father. But we know that your hands are not short, Father. It reaches everywhere where there is a need, Father. That's why we ask you tonight that you shall touch him, Father. That you shall grant him the healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We believe that everything is possible to those that believe, Father. Father, we trust not in a man. We trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because we know that in our own, there's no power in us that can heal someone. But we know that there's enough power, and the blood never lose its power, Father. That's why we claim the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on the behalf of Diesel, Father. Father, also, if there's any unspoken request, we want to bring all them out of thy hand, Father. And we know,
Hallelujah.
As your prophet says, you never tried to seek for the Holy Spirit, Father. That's why we ask you that you shall fill each of us with thy Holy Spirit, Father.
Amen.
That we shall be able to manifest the life of Christ in each of us' life, Father. That the purpose of that you call us for is for the adoption of the son and the daughter of God. And we trust, Father, that you, the one who began the work inside of each of us' life, you will make it until the end. Father, we want to remember Sunday service at thy hand, Father. Many people that were able to make it, they didn't make it, Father. Father, how we look toward thee, Father, that you, the only one who can deal the heart of the backslidden, Father. If there's a condition inside of the heart, Father, we don't know what to do, but you know what to do, Father. And you know how to deal with the heart of the people, Father. And let us move from just Sunday Christian, Father. Let us be a Christian for every day, Father. Every week and every hour, Father. We want also to remember the pastor at thy hand, Father, as he preparing himself
Hallelujah.
For Sunday service, that you shall anoint him with something, Father, that shall feed our soul, Father. Father, because our soul is hungering of thee. Father, we ask you to renew the virtue to thy servant, Brother Maxwell, that you have used tonight, Father. The virtue has gone out of his body, Father. We ask you that you shall restore virtue and shall give more of thee, Father, the revelation of thy word, Father, that when we stand before us, we shall be able to receive something coming from thee, Father. We want to commit all at thy hand, Father. Brother Robert, request, Father, you know exactly what Hallelujah. Is happening, Father. And you say that ask that you will be done, Father. That yeah. why we ask that you will shall be done inside of his life, Father. You know what the problem is with the social. We don't know, Father, but we commit it at thy hand. Father, we want to depart from this place. We want you to go before us. Let the angel of the Lord shall go before us and escape us from everything that is contrary to thee. All the work of the enemy, Father. Everything of accident, anything else, Father, that could come on our way, Father. We cast it out from our way and we ask that the angel shall go before us, Father. Bless us all as we depart. We want to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. Let's sing the chorus and we dismiss in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Name, oh Lord.
How excellent is thy name, oh Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, oh Lord, oh Lord. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name. How excellent is thy name, oh Lord.
Oh, how marvelous.
How marvelous is thy name, oh Lord, how marvelous. How marvelous is thy name, oh Lord. How marvelous is thy name, how marvelous is thy name. How marvelous is thy name. Oh,
oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord,
how marvelous is thy name, how marvelous is thy name, how marvelous is thy name.